This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 20, written by Art Schoenfeld. No condemnation. From Romans 8. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. One evening, after a Bible discussion at a local rescue mission, a young resident asked me if we could talk. He told me about some of the things he had been involved in and how he had made a mess of his young life. With tears in his eyes, he asked me if God could ever forgive him. His guilt was tearing him up inside. Guilt can rob us of our peace of mind and take the joy out of our lives. In Psalm 32, King David outlines what guilt did to him and what it can do to any of us. David writes, "When I kept silent in my guilt of my sin, my bones wasted away. Day and night your hand was heavy on me, my strength was sapped." But because of Jesus' resurrection, we can get rid of our guilt. We don't have to go through life looking over our shoulder, afraid that our past will catch up with us. We don't have to live with guilt. We can get rid of it by confessing whatever we have done. The Apostle John affirms, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins." The Apostle Paul says virtually the same thing. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are burdened with guilt, come to the Savior, confess, and ask for forgiveness. If you don't know how to pray, ask someone to pray for you. There's forgiveness for all who come to Him. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you for paving the way so that we can be forgiven. Forgive our sins today, we pray, in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.